Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, welcome back to episode number 37 of Believe in SDSU Basketball. Here on the Bleav Podcast Network. It's a place with a show for every team in San Diego and more. We believe in our teams. Do you believe? In this episode, we're going to look back on some publishings by different media companies talking about college basketball, a way too early top 25, why San Diego State has a 10th ranked transfer recruit or player, why the NCAA continues to feel pressure to entice collegiate athletes to stay in school, and where is Malachi Flynn going, or where is he going to get drafted? So we'll answer all those questions, so stay tuned. Here we go. As always, if you enjoy the show, please rate and subscribe on iTunes. We are also available wherever podcasts can be found. So, if you're like me, sort of just following the news to figure out the status of businesses and states, as we are staying in through this coronavirus pandemic, we're noticing that a lot of, depending on the state, you know, there's either a staged process, or if you're in certain states, you're just kind of opening the floodgates like it's a Black Friday. And a lot of pro teams are slowly being allowed to open up their practice facilities. And what does this mean for colleges? I mean, it, on one hand, it seems rather hopeful, because if we're able to show through other teams what we could do in terms of practice facilities and getting players back into playing shape and staying 6 feet apart, obviously, a sport like college basketball would be a lot easier to figure out those logistics than something like college football, where you're involving dozens more players. But at the same time, the other side of it is just trying to put myself in the college's shoes and trying to understand, you have to kind of factor in everything. Teachers, classes, student body, employees, just faculty, just things that are outside of sports, because you want to open up the school as a whole, you know. And I don't know if colleges are necessarily thinking, well, we'll just do sports first and figure the rest out later. You know, and it takes some time, you know, with SEC recently allowing facilities to open beginning June 8th, which is just a couple of weeks away. I see something like that and I kind of proceed with caution, just because, you know, with the way certain states and certain cities are opening up, you know, it's not necessarily the most staged process, I would say. And I would imagine chances are there's going to be more information that we gather, and the risk of seeing spikes in coronavirus cases in some of those cities again, which would then, I guess, cause people to react in a much more precautionary manner a second time. So yes, it's nice to see certain cities sort of opening up, certain pro teams, and in this case, the SEC allowing facilities to open. But then at the same time, with people's or different cities' reaction to opening businesses back up and the potential risk that's involved, because, you know, it's not going to go away just like that. I am cautiously optimistic about when a place like the Mountain West would allow their facilities to open up. I mean, a lot of those schools, especially in a place like California, are taking things a lot more conservatively and being more strict in the way that they designate which counties are allowed to open, which types of businesses are allowed to open, and what the stages look like. So I would think places like San Diego may take a little bit longer than what you might expect in other parts of the country. In other news, ESPN released a quote-unquote way too early top 25, and last year's sixth ranked team in the country, San Diego State, is nowhere to be found. And that's understandable. I mean, we lost Malachi Flynn. Matt Mitchell declared for the draft. Hasn't committed with an agent yet, so there is a chance that he comes back. So it just kind of depends on, I would imagine, if Matt comes back. And also, you know, losing Malachi is huge. He was our primary driver, the captain of the team, the leader. So I can understand where they're coming from. Obviously I'm biased, but I feel a little slighted that we were ranked sixth. We lose three seniors and all of a sudden we're not even mentioned as a potential top 25 team. But we've been here before. And while last year may be really difficult, some may say damn near impossible to replicate, I still feel we have the pieces in place. And now with something like this, as we continue to get doubted, a healthy chip on our shoulder to kind of sort of re-energize the hunger. And so you get that, you combine with just the overall general desire for everybody to try and get things back to normal. I think there's going to be a little bit more excitement around college basketball next year. So just because we're not placed in a potential hypothetical way too early ranking doesn't mean that we're not going to end up there. I confidently feel we will be in the AP top 25 next season. And speaking of rankings, ESPN also ranked the transfer window, separating transfers from those who are able to play right away next season, maybe come halfway through the season and maybe have to sit out the season. And for us, ESPN ranked Terrell Gomez, who's a grad transfer coming from Cal State Northridge, as the 10th ranked transfer that is immediately ready to play next season. Now, his size is the biggest concern. He's 5'8", but he's averaged almost 20 points. And somebody like that can be a spark plug who may struggle against bigger teams, but will provide much needed scoring. I mean, somebody like that will definitely give you at least a game or two during the season that we're going to sort of, I guess, qualify as Terrell Gomez games or performances. So whether he's a starter, whether he's six man, he's going to be the spark plug who will provide instant offense certain nights, especially teams that like to play fast and teams that play a little small ball and spread the floor. I feel like somebody like him who knows how to get buckets can find ways to take or offset his size. And, you know, in previous episodes, you know, I've been phrasing and discussing what the NCAA is facing with regards to just sort of the overall product of college basketball. And that is speaking specifically, but more in a macro sense, college sports. And this week we learned that Texas Tech will lose one of their better players, their captains, to professional basketball. And I'm blanking on the first name, and I should have written it down, but Moretti, I'm just going to look it up. I'll say that I'm going to guess now and just say that his first name is either going to be Matt or David. And I'm going to be completely wrong probably, but we're going to see what happens here. His first name is David with an E at the end. So, you know, like I get like 80% credit, I guess. David Moretti, leaving Texas Tech to turn pro overseas. And this is an interesting bit of news. And the only reason I say that is just because the NCAA continues to feel pressure to entice collegiate athletes to stay in school. So hypothetically, let's spend some time on this. If David leaves, turns pro, goes overseas, has a successful career, or even at worst case, a few years, makes a little bit of money, comes back, finishes school, done. What's to stop the next guy who understands that maybe his future future in the NBA is going to be an uphill battle, maybe even more so than the people next to them, sees his options and gets an opportunity to play overseas for, you know, high five figures, low six figure salary, play there for a couple of years, save up, come back, finish school, and you're entering the professional workforce with potentially hundreds of thousands of dollars in your bank account. What can you do with that? I mean, you start spinning the wheel and you can come up with, I'm sure, you know, an unlimited amount of combinations of what could happen. So what's to convince or what's to motivate and entice the present day college athlete, and in this case, college basketball player, to stay in the NCAA? Play a couple of years, thanks for the free education. But realistically, everyone treats me here like a product. I can't make money off of my likeness, so I'm going to go somewhere where I can. And I think at the end of the day, that's going to be the first step. But I don't know if that's necessarily going to stop anybody from taking David's path. We're already seeing, you know, we've already seen high school players go pro first to avoid going to college. We've seen nowadays going the G League route. And then now there's this option of being able to play professionally overseas for a year or two before potentially entering the draft. So it just kind of, there's a lot more pressure now for the NCAA. I'll be interested to see what their response will be. I think the most telling, ironically, will be just no response at all, because that would, to me, I would interpret that as just sort of the NCAA being like, we're better than everybody, which we all know, at least in my opinion, that they're not. And finally, speaking of turning pro, Yahoo Sports currently has Malachi Flynn going 38th to the Knicks if we're doing draft order by record, which is the 8th pick in the second round. There's 19 other guards that are ahead of him in this mock draft. This is current as of May 21st. So I'm curious to see how all of this unfolds for him. I mean, could the lack of a draft combine help him or hurt him? You know, his ability to conduct solo workouts and interviews, you know, via Zoom or Cisco, whatever. And I want to tend to be positive and say it would help him if people look at the tape and they have to really rely on just his pure skill and savvy. He's already catching the eye of fellow Washington State ballers and hoopers that are trying to, you know, obviously they're a tight-knit family up there, and that entire culture and that family is incredibly tight-knit. So one can imagine people like Jamal Crawford and Isaiah Thomas and Zach LaVine and those guys would definitely, you know, do their part in trying to shine a light on Malachi. He's a 6'3 guard. He's a little smaller in size, but he's able to show, in my opinion, what he's able to do running a team. He can shoot the jumper. He likes to pass first. He plays defense. Never really acted out on the court. Always went after his teammates. And oh, by the way, he led his team to a one loss season before it was cut short. So I want to tend to say that regardless of what happens, if they give him a chance, he'll crush it. If they have to rely on the tape and less of interaction with him personally, I think the tape will speak volumes for him. So it'll be interesting to see how, after seeing how the NFL did their draft and their process and how that's kind of got some teams to draft some head scratchers or have a draft strategy that no one could have predicted. I would imagine it's similar in the NBA, but I also know that the NBA is it's a more data-driven league, and there's a certain style of play that is more widespread across the NBA than I think it is in the NFL. So it'd be interesting to see how this all works out. Obviously, I hope he gets drafted higher than 38. Going to a team like the Knicks would be pretty sweet, and they definitely need some talent. So it's a greater chance to make it. But at the same time, you know, we'll see. We'll see. But that's about it. Just a short, quick episode just to talk about what's happened in the past week. Sorry I missed the episode for you guys on Tuesday, Wednesday, but I think we're going to stick it to once a week for now. Quite frankly, right now, there's not a lot of moving parts within college basketball. And, you know, everybody's life is definitely getting a little busier, a little more hectic just in general. So stay tuned for next week. And until next time, hope everybody's staying safe and well, and practicing safe social distancing. And go Aztecs.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.